Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about what we're doing this year to increase personal and professional growth. And this is really, really important. You know, work can take its toll over time. We can get kind of bogged down, and, you know, doing the same thing over and over again can just get old. And, you know, it's important to reevaluate, do some things differently, you know, maybe even do some of the same things that you were doing that worked really well. And Tim and I are going to talk about some of the things that we're going to be doing in our life this year to help improve our personal growth, but also to improve our professional growth. And this podcast is one of them. Tim, you want to get us kicked off today?
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, a couple things that I plan on doing is having more intentional work hours for better work-life balance. And it's something I kind of did, but then got away from. When you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, especially when you work from home, it's really hard to distinguish from work time and relax time, rest time, you know, time with family, that sort of a thing, because your home is your office. I have a separate office. And so typically what I do is I'm only in there for work. And when I leave my office, shut the door, I leave my work in there and I go and I, you know, whatever. However, you know, the last couple months or so, it kind of got away from that habit to where I was had my laptop in the living room on the couch, you know, doing work, or on my phone, you know, replying to customer pre-sale questions, you know, different things like that. So it kind of got away from that. And, it, you know, I kind of saw the effects of that, you know, not being able to rest and let my brain, you know, rejuvenate. And so that's one thing. Another thing is more exercise. I kind of got in a routine, and then I, as David mentioned a couple episodes ago, I got sick, bad stomach bug, had to take a week off of work, you know, was puking like crazy. Sorry for the gross visual, but yeah, so that kind of put a damper on that. So I need to get back in that routine. And I think all of these things, you know, even though they're kind of, you know, personal, but they're intertwined, personal and professional. And so, you have a good work-life balance, you know, exercise, you eat right, all of that, it's going to all contribute to better professional growth. You're going to be more productive, accomplish more, and be happier because of it. And so, and then the last thing is just better organization. Organization is something I've always struggled with. I've grown so much in this over the past 4 years, being a business owner and having to be organized and delegating to my team and stuff like that. But it's something I can continue to grow in, and I plan to do as well.
Awesome. I think those are all amazing things. And some of mine are going to kind of overlap with Tim's, and you know what? That's okay. You know, there's a few things for 2019 that I am doing to improve my personal and professional growth. And for me personally, to start off, I do want a better work-life balance, like Tim said. I do think that's important. What I've started to do, you know, really started to do it towards the end of last year, and I didn't realize how much it was going to affect my personal and how much it was going to really affect my professional growth. You know, I love what I do. I'm an entrepreneur. So going to work every day is not like a job for me. It's like fun. It's like a kid that gets to go play on the playground at recess in elementary school. That's what going to work for me is like. I love what I do. But when you do it 7 days a week, all day, even though you love, you don't realize the toll that it takes on you. So a better work-life balance is super important. So last November, you know, I decided to, you know, get out of the house, get away from the office, and, you know, do something fun for myself, since I wasn't traveling full-time as a digital nomad anymore. And I found these little local poker tournaments. Love to play poker. It's always been a passion of mine. I haven't done it in many, many years. And I went and signed up for these little local poker tournaments. And guess what? It was a blast. I mean, I absolutely had a so much fun doing it. It was awesome. Well, what I found out, you know, 3 months down the road after playing in a few poker tournaments, I went and played my first World Series of Poker circuit event, main event, here recently. And what I found for me is that taking those weekends, getting completely away from work, focusing on a hobby has just, I mean, I come back to work on Monday and I am ready to take on the world. The ideas are flowing, things are going, and I'm not, it's not just the same old thing, back to back to back to back to back. I know my team has noticed it. They've commented on it. They're like, dude, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it because things are rocking and rolling and we are firing on all cylinders. And truthfully, I feel like my brain is firing on all cylinders. So, you know, find a hobby that you like, get away from your work, you know, that's not connected to your work. I did not realize for me how important that really was. Another thing that I did this year and I started implementing is I've already read 2 books this year. Measure What Matters, which is, you know, the story about OKRs, objectives and key results. It's what Google and Microsoft and all of those guys use to measure their, you know, their success and where they need to focus and stuff, which was a really good book. The second book that I read that probably changed not only on a professional level, but a personal level as well, and you'll have to excuse my language, but it was Unfuck Yourself. And I mean, I didn't realize how screwed up I really was until I read this book. And it's not a self-help book. It's more of a book that, well, you're just going to have to go check it out. I'm not going to tell you. It's a great book. So I've read 2 books and they've really put some things in perspective. And I think for me, what I'm going to do this year is I'm going to commit to reading a book a month now. And I'll list the books. I'll let people know on the podcast and stuff if you want to follow along and read any of the books that I did read and I enjoyed. I'll let you know. I'm going to do like Tim. I'm going to exercise and eat right. I started doing that last summer, the end of the spring in May, and I dropped 35 pounds. Really, really, you know, exercising, eating right, and then, you know, life happens and it's hard to stay on that path and stuff. And you know, I really need to get and want to get back to that and will get back to that. And that's part of my personal and professional growth this year. I'm going to focus on fewer things as opposed to as many things. I've had a bad habit of, you know, I've got shiny object syndrome. So if something looks really good, I'm going to go after it and chase it. And I'm going to be like, oh, let's do this. Oh, squirrel. Oh, let's do this, you know, and I also not only have shiny object syndrome, I've got probably adult ADHD or something because I'm like, you know, so there if it looks good and sounds good and stuff, and I'll pivot. My poor team thinks that I'm probably a madman at the helm, you know. So, but they've been fantastic and great, and I absolutely love every single one of them. Speaking of teams, the last thing on my list this year is to trust my team. I've put very capable, awesome, amazing people in places, and I've learned over time to trust them. Let them do what they're great at and trust them that they're going to do what's best for our company and stuff. So I'm going to continue doing that for 2019, and I'm super excited. So, whew, man, that was a lot, Tim.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited though. I'm excited to implement these things and see the results that come from it.
Absolutely. And obviously Tim and I have some big plans for 2019 on a personal and professional side of things. Our coaching and our courses are going to be a big, 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 big thing for 2019. We've got some super exciting things coming up. We've got a Facebook course that's launching pretty soon. We've got the third enrollment of the Divi Business Expert course, which has almost 400 students in it and more people knocking on the door asking, when's it going to open? When's it going to open? When's it going to open? You know, we're going to do that again. And then the big thing, second half of the year, is going to be our WordPress course. So, you know, that's going to be a big monster for us. So I'm super excited. We've got some great things. Please continue to follow us. You know, yeah, we've got some awesome stuff coming up. So
indeed.
Tomorrow we've got another great podcast episode, how to find your WordPress page ID and post ID. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.